What has really stuck with me in my 20 years covering war is often these moments that happen when the cameras aren't rolling. They're moments that are beautiful and filled with humanity. It's what has always kept me going back, and it's what's keeping Dr. G in Gaza right now.
I came across a fantastic family. The father is visually impaired and he's wounded. And the kids are teenagers. Eldest looks like he's 15. Youngest is around 9 or 10. And they're both wounded. And it's just so touching how they, despite their wounds, they look after their dad. And then you discover that there's another child that was killed. And the girl needs a lot of reconstructive surgery. Her arm looks like a shark took a bite out of it and took the bone and nerves and tendons. And it's so sweet and touching that she insists that everybody calls her by her nickname. So Gigi just is the sweetest, sweetest child. And the way her brother looks after her brother looks after her visually impaired dad, who's also wounded. You are just struck by how they have created a wall out of that love that they have for each other. It just breaks your heart.